Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid, like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's,
yes. That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of the scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little Boris. Things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
All right, welcome back to Sizzler's Teen Voices Open Mic Night. Yep, yep. Next up, we have it says Scary? Scary Marlowe. Okay. Performing an original poem. Let's give it up for Scary. Come on.
This is a poem about something that happened to me recently. It's very personal, and it's called Imposter Syndrome.
Yes.
There is a darkness inside me blacker than my mascara. Mean like a dog when a dog is mean. I mean, nobody understands me. Recently, the feeling of being frozen in place while a Taurus lives your life goes by your name. Oh, the pain of an entity so odious it makes my disposition disappear behind that of a monster's countenance. But count on this, I will not be a pod person. I will escape this odd prison of goo and slime, of prickly tentacles plugged into my skin, the pulsing din of a doodler creature taking over my life and wearing my face. As for my friends, may they swallow zit juice, drink their own puke to find the truth within. The scary they call their friend is nothing more than an imposter. A fucking imposter! The end. Thank you.
Next up is Hermie the Unworthy performing, not an original here, everybody. He's performing the classic AMC Theaters monologue as made famous by our sweetheart, Dame Nicole Kidman.
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, instead a D&D podcast about four...
Oh, it's a D&D...
Gosh, no. You don't get to do that. You don't respect our listeners, Will.
That's Will's shtick, though, is he interrupts you. It's cute.
This is a D&D podcast about four teens from our world.
Oh, they're four... All right, I'm done.
And our world's been changed because their grandfathers fucked it up. Just like real life.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, boomers.
Thanks, the greatest generation. My name is Freddie Wong.
Well, in this show, we're the generation.
We're the greatest generation in this show. Finally.
We're the ones who fuck it up.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the anime-loving survivalist ranger teen of the group. This week's dad
did you
bag.
Do a little sword sound effect?
That's cool.
I like that. Yeah. That could be your thing.
Sword sound effects. What if every time I rolled the dice, it was like, shing.
That'd be
cool. Sword sound effects.
Sure.
No.
Did I tell you one day?
I'm on my phone when I said that, too. I'm like, no.
I was about to say that. It's really perfected the image.
Try to level up texting. And I'm just now.
Taylor's rad fact for this week. Taylor plays the spy in TF2. He's a spy main.
TF2. Is TF2 still around?
We're still around. The hat economy eventually displaced the NFT attempts in the early 21st century.
They went back to hats.
They went back to
TF2 hats. They're like, we had it right all along.
That's right. Yep.
Love it.
What's TF... Never mind.
Yep. It's like that scene in The Matrix where they're underneath the bridge and he opens the door and it's like, you know that road. You know where it leads.
And so once again, Beth stays in the car.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, a schooled-at-home soccer kid who's a protective paladin of the group. Look, Link's a simple boy, so it's not going to be a complicated fact. I'm going to start the 5-week process of his favorite senses. It's so nice just to know what I'm doing next week. So this week, I'm just going to do smell, and it's just freshly cut lawn. It's a nice freshly
lawn
cut
smell?
Lawn.
I guess it's the soccer smell.
It's a great soccer field. It's a job well done, honestly, because like usually him and his dad do the lawn together. And it's just, you know, it's family, it's soccer, it's everything he loves. What do you want? He's not a complicated person. He likes soccer and family. All right.
I'm just a humble country dad.
Wasn't enough for you, Will?
It's been a long time since I've smelled freshly cut grass, I gotta say, and I do miss it.
I don't really like it.
I don't either.
It smells like hot dogs.
I'm fucked up.
Yeah. I always think of hot dogs when I smell freshly cut. Hey, everyone. I'm Matt Mercer.
I smell hot dogs.
I smell hot dogs. Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play normally Oak, the mixed up mascot who doesn't know who he is anymore. For this week's normal fact, I wanted to dig a little deeper on Normal's full name. A lot of people online are like, oh, is Normal Lee, like, is Lee something like Ree, like how Ree means you're from Oakvale and C means from you're the suburbs outside of Oakvale. So yes, Lee means you are a descendant of someone from Oakvale, which is why Normal's full name is normally Lee Oak Swallows Garcia.
So wait, is Link from like Oakvale?
No, mine's Lee, like because Marco's last name, L-I, is Lee.
Okay.
It's different Lee and Marco.
Sorry,
oh, no,
say
I'm
that.
Not.
Why sorry,
I'm...
Will, one more time.
It's normally Lee Oak Swallows Garcia.
Jennifer Jason Lee is also from Oakvale.
Jennifer Jason.
I like that canon. That's good.
Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo.
She's back.
I'm...
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. Have you ever scared somebody so bad that they like got COVID?
No, I swallowed.
Fred doesn't have hiccups anymore.
Into my lungs. I gasped too hard.
What a way to die. That would
wow.
be.
Holy shit.
That's how I want to go. Fun fact about
No! You buffoon!
Leave the room! It's disgusting!
Wait, leave the room! Beth needs to give a fact. Get out of here!
No, I have a straw.
Stay away from your microphone.
Who gives a shit about your straw?
You're like getting closer when you're coughing.
He just ran into the kitchen and tripped on a cord and hit his fucking foot.
This isn't a live show.
You can edit this.
He didn't even trip on a cord.
He didn't?
What are you doing? I think that we should cut it out. I don't even think it's that funny.
Freddie's walking back with a glass and
Freddie bought this $40 hiccup straw that he tried to show me last time and it did not work.
Okay, okay.
It's my favorite thing that's ever happened.
Is it an anti-hiccup straw? So this straw was invented by a doctor to cure hiccups. So you have to just suck water through it.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Oh.
Last time he did this, he hiccuped 5 seconds afterwards.
I'm gonna take, all right. Hey, I'm Beth May.
Hey, Beth.
And I play Scary Marlowe. God.
How much money would you give to make Freddy cough right now and hiccup for another hour?
A goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks or like any of the other people that are around her. Because fun fact about Scary this week is that last week she was doodlerized. So she's not how she is. Is that a cheap dad fact, teen fact, rad fact? Maybe.
It's fine. We're going to do the whole hiccup thing, so that time that time is already spent. Hi, I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. So this week, I'm going to do the first ever recommendation of a piece of media to consume, a Wreck Me Daddy of season 2.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Wreck me, please.
If you're not familiar with what we did in season 1, I think twice, maybe in 3 years, I recommended something that I think people should watch. And today, I'm going to recommend a movie called Echa, E-E-C-H-A. Don't Google it yet. What you want to do is you want to go to YouTube and you're going to prepare yourself for the fact that after the first thumbnail, you're going to see a bunch of spoilers. So just like narrow those eyes, just kind of squint and get them all blurry, and then type in E-E-C-H-A into YouTube. It's a $5 rental. Don't look up anything about it. It is directed by the same guy who directed RRR, which is on Netflix, which you should have already watched.
Depending on where you are, also, it could also be EGA.
Yeah, it could be EEGA. At that point, you'll probably know what the movie's about. But even once you know the premise, it's still a great movie. The first 20 minutes, you're going to be like, this has some bad gender politics. I know. Stick with it. It's fucking great.
Stay with us.
So when we last left the group, you were attempting to figure out who had been doodlerized by a secret, sort of the thing-esque doodler creature that could mimic any one of you, and you voted twice incorrectly to identify the doodler creature, and the third time you correctly identified Scary Marlowe. That
I'm
meant,
pretty sure it's Matt still.
So am I, yeah.
That's the long game, everybody.
So that means
also, one out, we did it on the third try, it's about the same percentage success rate as probably like a monkey, right? That's like,
it's not guessing, like, yeah.
Yeah,
there's only five people, so.
Yeah, and it took you the majority of the guesses, so yeah.
I would love like an episode of the podcast that was just us replaced by monkeys.
So that means that everyone who's not scary got one level up, and everyone who is scary got two levels up.
I did. Woo-woo.
So that brings us to level 3, for those of you keeping track. What's Scary's level now?
I'm level 7.
Boo!
No, yeah, she's our leader, I thought. So.
Well, she is now.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the point of order. She wasn't doodlerized. It wasn't like the body of
like
Scary
like
split in half. Or what Anthony said. So just to clarify, it's like Scary somewhere.
Scary is somewhere. It was communicated to you by Terry Jr. that the way this thing probably works is that it is like the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where you have to have a pod of a person, and the pod is like giving the fucking data to the alien that can then like mimic them. So somewhere Scary is alive, sentient, and remembers everything that happened to her pod person duplicate.
And having the time of her life.
So yeah.
Playing TF2 probably.
Probably playing TF2.
Probably,
she loves it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think is her favorite TF2 character to play, Beth?
Beth, what do you think about 2-4?
TF2 probably like Tony Hawk.
Bucky Lasik, maybe?
That'd be really good. Okay, really good. So
probably
without any
Bucky
further ado,
LASIK.
Scary had said that she is not like other girls. She had turned into a gelatinous mass of tentacles and mucus.
Ah!
Since you correctly got her out, you can take one action before she takes an action. So any one thing that any one of you would like to do.
Oh, let's see what level 3 got me.
Are you playing essentially this version of me?
I will determine what it does, but okay. You will say stuff as okay. That thing.
It's like the improv game where someone sticks your arms and they're your arms.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I mean? They're behind you and you're
okay,
the
I
arms.
I love watching
yes.
It. I've
you
never
are
done
Ryan
it.
Styles. I have
You've never done it?
Three.
It's
no.
Exhilarating.
Rush.
It's the most intimate I've ever been with another person.
That's actually how Matt and I wrote Video Game Mind. Yeah.
I think I'm going to instinctively draw my katana and like make an attack, but I have now, as a ranger, I've chosen my subclass, which is Ooh. A plane walker, or I think it's a horizon walker or something like that. But it allows me to.
Yeah, those two words are really
planar
close.
Planar warrior.
Okay.
Horizon as a bonus warrior. Action, choose one creature you see within 30 feet. The next time I hit that creature on this turn with a weapon, all damage dealt by the attack becomes force damage, and the creature takes an extra 1d8 force damage.
What is force damage?
I don't know. Anthony, what is force damage? DM as the guy who
What's
knows.
What's force damage, Detti?
It's just a type of damage like any other that certain creatures are more susceptible
but
to.
It's done by the force from Star Wars.
Mm. Oh.
So there.
It's what Beth said.
I channel the force like Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
Yep, that's exactly what this is.
Uh-huh. And then I make a strike.
Okay, go ahead and roll an attack.
I'm going to roll my new Dungeons & Daddies branded Odyssey Son dice experience. It may not be out yet. We just got the prototypes. We're doing dice. By the way, check out our store, store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. There's a bunch of new stuff for Father's Day, and dice will be there soon. I'm going to roll my official dice. This is the first time an official roll. This D20 has a Honda Odyssey. Oh my God, I threw it outside of the box. 11.
It was just
11?
I've been rolling 11s nonstop. 11 plus 3, 14.
Describe to me why you miss.
I don't know how that could describe that.
Okay,
know?
so you slice forward.
It's not like I'm a performer on a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Well, no, he can do anything as long as it makes him sound cooler. He refuses to do anything that makes him
I
sound incompetent.
I don't know how to describe missing my weapon.
Yeah. Oh, no, here's what I
would
I do.
Never do
here's
that,
what I do.
Though.
I go for the draw, and as I like rush forward, I like draw, but I don't grip my sword like hard enough, so my hand just goes...
Ah, there you go.
And the sword's still in because it's stuck in my scabbard.
But everybody else is so used to you doing stuff really quickly. They're like, oh my God, did he do it? Did he like cut him in? Did he cut him into three pieces? And then we're going to pause. He's going to fall over and everybody like takes a
breath.
Well,
so here's what I do is I immediately return my hand to the sword to make it look like that. Like I did that thing where you go shh, and you quickly draw it back in. And then I still hold the pose. But if you look closely, I'm sweating.
Roll deception for the monster.
Yeah, I
want to
roll perception. I know he missed.
Yeah, everybody roll perception to see if he completely whiffed or not.
I got a 3, so Scary Doodle is like, oh my God, did he do it? Did he
cut me? I got 18 plus 2, so I got 20.
So you know.
I look over at Link, and I'm like, don't you fucking do it.
Yeah, I got a 19, so I know.
Oh yeah, I just give you like a, hey man, everybody messes up.
So I cross my eyes, so I'm looking at both of them at the same time.
Can't wait to tell Scary that you don't know how to use your sword.
Okay, so as you do that, the Scary Doodler, convinced that you've just wounded it irreversibly in some way that it will figure out later, like it thinks you did the 5-point bomb exploding heart technique or something, raises itself up really tall and vertical, and you see tendrils of like the mucus that holds it together kind of like stretching and snapping, kind of like when that head detaches from the body in the thing, and then it goes and it dives down into the ground, and it hits the ground with its head as hard as it can, and it burrows down underneath the pavement. Because you're outside.
And it's there all winter. Aw.
Oh.
You did it.
It begins.
Well, no, Taylor, you got it.
And then it begins to start moving. And you see, not unlike Bugs Bunny, a pump in the ground as it speeds across the school really, really quickly.
You boys would know a lot about hump in the ground, right?
Who told you about that?
And it starts heading towards the parking lot.
Is the parking lot our jurisdiction? I mean, there are probably other teams that can take care of that thing, right? It looked pretty bad.
Mr. Sampler, where's your stepdaughter? You must know. I mean, staying here? That means your daughter's
freaked out.
Somewhere.
Is this your daughter that you like a whole bunch?
Terry says, like, of course I'm freaked out. I'm trying not to be freaked out. I've been playing a character this whole time you've seen me. I'm trying to get into character.
Stop.
I'm just trying to think of the calmest person I ever met, this piece of shit guy named Barry Oak, who's just very zen, very calm, very cool. That's where I'm trying to be and not freak out about the fact that my stepdaughter is getting taken away. But no. Okay, fuck it. Let's get out of character. Ha, 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 ha. Fuck! Okay, all right, let's go get her. Okay, everybody follow me. It's going to find Terry. Or Scary. It's going to find Scary.
Why?
Because if you wounded it, or at least it thinks it's been wounded, it's going to head back to wherever it probably it's taking my daughter.
Talk while we run.
I'm running.
I tie my laces. I start going
like
after Bugs
Bunny, my feet go, and I run in place for a second and I take off like a shot.
So now like a J.J. Abrams movie, you can give us the exposition as we're running after
this
thing.
He goes, get in. My car. Wait, shit. I don't have a car. I can't touch anything. All right. We're just going to jog. Everybody. Actually, do any of you have a car?
I got a car.
Okay.
Step inside. He's the pussy mobile.
He's not like corporeal.
Yeah, he's not corporeal.
No, but, yeah, won't he just get left behind when the car takes off?
Yeah, he will.
No.
I mean, it's fine. He can just follow us.
He'll follow you eventually. But yeah, he goes, okay, let's get in the car. And he tries to get into the pussy wagon, but then he realizes his hand goes through the truck and then his feet go through and goes, God damn it. All right, we'll just follow that mound of dirt to its destination. And that's where you're going to find Scary. Scary will be in a pod. Just make sure you get her away and then you can kill this thing.
Okay. Hey. Thanks.
I'm going to be right after you.
Okay.
And he starts jogging as your car pulls out.
I jump into the pussy wagon. What was Scary wearing today? She had like a scrunchie on. I'm going to cast locate object, which allows me to detect where an object. I guess we're just following the thing though, so I don't need to.
You can also do that. No, that's cool.
Oh yeah, we might get there faster.
I produce a forked twig, which is the component I need for this, which is I just take a fork from the cafeteria and break two of the tines off. So it's a forked twig now.
Cute.
And then I say, Scary's scrunchie. As long as it's within 1,000 feet of me, I know the direction it's in and the direction it's going.
It's definitely not within 1,000 feet of you.
As we get closer, maybe, because we're following the
Bugs
Bunny thing right
okay,
now.
Okay,
right?
No, no, because like sometimes Scary wears her hair down, sometimes it's a scrunchie, but like she doesn't always wear a scrunchie, so like why doesn't this just bring
this
home?
I'm pretty sure she had a scrunchie on today. Normally but I don't pay attention to like, those kind of details, but I thought it was a cute scrunchie, had a little skulls okay, on just, it. I was like, right. That seems a little extra, but you know, it's kind of her thing, so you know, I was like, good for you.
All right. As you drive the pussy wagon in and out of traffic. Does somebody want to roll animal handling to see how dexterously you're
definitely,
Taylor's driving.
I'm definitely driving. Animal handling.
I'm hanging out the window screaming, emergency, emergency. Does that like
9
give us any advantage of like cars moving out of the way?
No, you just, all anybody hears is a teen screaming as his friend driving a car that says pussy wagon on the back is zooming in between traffic. So any opinions that people around you had about teenagers have just been completely verified and validated.
I shout, Taylor, turn up the music. And then I sync my phone to the Bluetooth system and play a looping car police siren sound effect.
The Bluetooth device cannot be connected while you're moving.
Oh, no! Hit the brakes real quick so I can get into the settings.
I slam on the brakes.
God.
What happens with a 9?
So with a 9, you definitely like sideswipe a car. You take some of the bright yellow paint off the side of the pussy wagon as you hit a poor pedestrian's minivan.
Oh, no. That was our car.
It's funny because I was just imagining the pedestrian's minivan. So the guy like parked it and he's across the street and he's like getting a coffee and he comes out and he sees it. He's like, my minivan. Van, but I'm a pedestrian because I'm on foot. Otherwise, I would be in the minivan.
Right, those are two different words. Yeah. You're right. You're totally right. Yeah, he's walking to his car.
Yeah. He's screaming, emergency, emergency,
emergency, emergency. And he's like, again?
Yeah. I just love it. We were like, oh, this season's going to be like, we'll have the Nissan Quest.
I know,
our
I
car is going to be the pussy
It's going to be a pussy wagon, tragically. But I mean, very teenage.
So this season's called Pussy Wagon.
Yeah, this is the Pussy Wagon arc. But Pussy Wagon, the phrase is probably trademarked, so it just has to be Dungeon Dread Daddy's colon. Pussy.
Without the U.
Okay, you find yourself heading in a direction that is beginning to feel a little familiar to you. It's kind of near the mall, towards the mall, towards the place you've hung out a lot. And then as you get to within 1,000 feet of it, normal, you get a ping in your brain immediately that says the scrunchie is at Sonic, the place you have never been, the interior of the Sonic restaurant chain with Sonic the Hedgehog's turgid penis, sort of acting as a North Star. Lighting your way to your best friend, Scary Marlowe. There is a shortcut you could potentially take that might get you there quicker than
the... Yeah, it's
the...
called through the front door with the truck.
Have you guys seen Blues Brothers?
It's going to try to go north. You know of a shortcut potentially that could take you like to the east.
You know, shortcuts only teens know around town.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to make a choice to do something reckless to get there quicker.
Okay,
but if you don't want to do that,
that's fine. What's the
shortcut? What is it? The monster's going as the Bugs Bunnies. We need to go a different direction.
What's the shortcut? Is it like it is a jump? Is it like...
No, it's like a shitty alleyway that people use for their trash. And like half the time you take it, it's fine because people haven't put their trash out, but on trash day, there's a bunch of dumpsters and stuff so that
Norm,
you don't see until you get
you're a goody two shoes who likes to mow lawn. What day is trash day?
Trash day is every other Wednesday.
Roll a dice.
Was
Damn,
is it this
sucks.
Wednesday or last Wednesday? What's the other?
It's a 10, so I don't know.
Take the shortcut. We got
to
get there.
We got
to
go.
It's a 10, so it's a differently Wednesday. So I have rolled to see whether or not today is trash day. Are you going to take that shortcut?
Yes, we're taking the shortcut.
Okay.
I'm going to act like the passenger in a rally car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And fucking speak directions ahead. I pulled up the GPS,
okay,
and I know the turns coming down this alley. I can see like which alleyways are like houses. So I can guess like, oh, there's probably going to be some fucking trash cans on the right side here because there's a lot of houses. Whereas the left side, according to
do the fucking satellite view is a bunch of fences. So they're probably like, point is like, can I roll to see if I can like, you know,
be my rally driver,
help navigate?
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Roll. And we perception. Were in a car for a while together.
Perception or investigation?
There's a factory that makes cool jumps in this alley, and their trash is cool jumps. So there right. might be some cool jumps.
All right, Taylor. Looks like we're riding together again, buddy. High five. Just ignoring Normal right behind us. Me and Taylor having this driving moment.
Normal takes a D6 of psychic damage from the
just you and me, buddy. Taylor, we're in this again, man. We're in a car again. We're gonna do it. We're gonna save our friend. I got 19.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so the 19, you know.
South left turn two. Right, no, hard right
number
turn.
Number two, left turn. Roger. Number four, right turn. Roger.
So, Ken, watch out for the road.
That's not helpful. You gotta give a number based on what the severity of the turn is.
The road is the communication barrier. Clear the communication. Only efficient communication, Normal.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, so with a 19, you do all the things you just said, but also you know before you make the turn that it is trash day. But with a 19, you also know that there is a sick jump that could potentially get you over the entire alley worth of trash. Potentially, wow. It's only like two or three restaurants, so it's like three dumpsters. You could potentially jump three dumpsters if you went really fast, but
it's only like two or three restaurants. You're gonna jump
over. Yeah, you're gonna jump a Buca di Beppo in two Fridays.
Oh no.
We're gonna clip that neon bee on top of the Buca di Beppo.
So yeah, do you want to take this crazy risky jump down the alley, or do you want to take the normal path and show up a little bit behind the monster?
Hey guys, it's
this is just like that poem. Okay, wasn't that funny?
Yes.
It was very funny.
I'm taking the jump. I'm taking the jump, okay. Obviously.
Hey Taylor, give me a J. Give me a U. Give me an M. Give me a P.
Jump.
Gun roll animal handling.
Damn, dude. I'm afraid I iced you out.
We'll see how you react to it when you land.
Normal is drenched in sweat from how hard he's bombing in the backseat.
14.
All right. So with a 14, you jump the Buca di Beppo in the first Fridays. It's just the restaurants now. It's not the dumpsters anymore. I've decided it's the restaurants. They have little pop-up restaurants in this one alley on Wednesday, on trash day. They go, hey, do you want some like Buca di Beppo from like a food tent?
From this dumpster?
So Buca di Beppo's not sandwiched between two Fridays.
No, it's Buca di Beppo and then two Fridays next to each other.
Watch out, it's Lady and the Tramp Day at Buca di Beppo. There's a ton of dogs sharing spaghetti down there. We can't
those dogs. They're in love.
So you perfectly land between two dogs as they're about to start kissing each other. You don't kill either of the dogs. It's okay.
Humvee-length strand of spaghetti.
Yeah. It was a really long. They make it just for the dogs to really keep the sexual tension as long as it could possibly be. It takes them about 20 minutes
to
get to the middle.
That is the sexiest scene in all of Disney animation.
I thought you were just going to say in cinema.
It's that and Nala doing the eyes. But yeah, so anyway, so you land, you come down like halfway into the tent of the Fridays and you like collapse the tent. Okay. You don't hit anybody. You destroy the romance between these two dogs. They end up getting divorced. But the front tires land kind of hard.
Because nobody's in there, right?
Yeah.
Nobody eats the Fridays.
Nobody eats the Fridays. It doesn't matter.
No, it would have worked out. You're a tramp and I'm a lady.
Not on a Wednesday, they don't.
Nice.
The car is damaged now. Okay. It's going to move a little bit slower, but you managed to get to the Sonic just before the baddie does. What are you going to do?
I want to blow through the front door of the Sonic. We should just blow
with
through the
front
car? Door. Yeah. I'm fucking old person in a farmer's market style, dog.
I mean, like most people in the passenger seat, I can't really stop you. So it's, you know.
That's what you want to do. Go for
also,
it.
Also, yeah, and the bouncer's going to stop us, but he can't stop a truck.
That's true. As Taylor's doing this, Normal's preparing to safely exit the vehicle.
Okay. Go ahead and roll animal handling one more time.
Lincoln unlocks the ladybird locks and gets ready, indeed, if he needs to.
9.
Okay. So with the 9, you crash into the front door of the Sonic. It's the glass doors with the metal frames. You manage to smash through, but the doors hold. They don't fall over. And so the pussy wagon just sort of, and the glass shatters everywhere and stuff, but you're not inside the Sonic right now. You've just like,
Glass door. We can run through the open glass doors.
You can run through the open glass doors. But it's going to take you a second.
All right, guys, we're here.
Emergency, emergency. And I start running into the Sonic.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddies.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's true. Out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever
can judge
you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As the manager of the Sonic comes out of his office, having heard the cacophony behind you, the grumble of the doodler monster going through the street gets louder and louder, and it is basically caught up to you now. The bouncer goes, whoa, what the fuck? I'm calling the cops. And he begins to like move for his phone or something as you begin to stream into the
Have any
place.
Of you seen like a high school girl? Like she's got like kind of a cool outfit and she likes poetry. She's hard on the outside, but she's actually really nice. Where
she's
is she?
This way.
Okay.
I just walked past him following my normal.
Normal's been telling you for the past 10 minutes and you've been completely ignoring him.
And the manager who's calling the cops, I want to try and bluff him and be like, cool it, man. I am the cops.
Okay. Yeah, roll deception with disadvantage.
Three kids in a pussy wagon. These are definitely the cops.
8 plus 2, 10.
He goes, I literally remember the last time you were here. You tried to convince me you're 18. Now you're trying to convince me you're a cop. Your life's getting harder and worse.
And now.
What?
As he's working through that, I'm going to take this opportunity to wind up and kick this adult in the nards.
Okay. Go ahead. Roll an attack.
17.
Wow. Okay, so you successfully kick him in the nards. He drops to his knees, tears running down his face, and he is going to be, for now, incapacitated. So you all follow Normal as Normal follows the vibe of Scary Scrunchy.
Wait, can Taylor take the phone? You probably won't have him call, but, you know, take the phone from him.
Yeah, I'm going to whip it out and then just, like, break it over my knee and be like, take that, nerd!
Okay. Cool.
That's what you get for not letting me in last time.
Oh, no, so an entire several tables worth of adults and at least one Sonic mascot still bouncing chili dogs on its dong turn and see you do this, as do multitude of security cameras. But yes, you have done that. You've now shattered this poor man's self end.
Link, before we go.
He drove a car into his restaurant and he kicked him the balls and then called him a nerd.
Everybody at the Sonic puts their hands up as if they are about to get robbed, including Sonic.
Link, before we go, we need to take out the security camera footage, but like, let's just keep
that
in mind.
No, I'm following normal.
Okay. So you follow normal. The doodler creature, you could hear it beneath you, but you're neck and neck with it. So you run and you follow it towards what you can see is a large. It's like an octagonal cage with like chain link fence and stuff. And within the cage, you see a bunch of like broken arcade cabinets. There's a gate at the front of this octagonal cage that's got a lock on it.
Like a UFC thing?
Oh, I guess. Because there's a bunch of like broken arcade machines inside this octagon. You can tell like, oh, this is just where they put the shit that doesn't work. This is kind of like an old storage room.
Is the gate all the way up to the ceiling? Or
no, it is not.
And we see Scary in there?
No, there are so many arcade machines, you can't get clear line of sight to like all the way through the octagon, but Normal can definitely tell that Scary is in there somewhere.
I go for an Uncharted style boosty nice. To boost Link up over. Link, how are you, buddy?
Sure, we do it, but we do it much closer to Army of Two, and I
God damn it with the Army of Two references, you piece of shit.
And I step on your hand, and yeah, and I'm already like 6'3", so I'm already like halfway there on this fence, so like, yeah, I just like, I
you
vault
probably
over.
Could have climbed over yourself, I just yeah. really wanted to no, help yeah, yeah. after not getting the help in the car.
I go ahead and roll acrobatics. Yeah.
Acrobatics or athletics?
Or athletics. Doesn't matter. Either one.
16 plus 3.
16 plus 3. Great. Whoa.
Okay, I push you over. I go, it's just me and you, buddy. Yeah. Let's just like old times.
Okay. So as you crest over the top of the fence, you get a glimpse as the doodler creature unburrows next to a glowing blue egg pod thing that seems to have Scary within it. It's got like a translucent front. She's got like a matrix-y like umbilical cord thing going into her
or like
mouth.
Like the X-Files movie
metal.
when he finds
Scully.
Scully.
Yeah, kind of like that. So you leap over and then as you're coming down, you see the doodler creature transform itself into an identical pod with an identical Scary inside of it. And then you hit the ground and your line of sight to Scary is broken, but you can tell that the other creature has doodled itself into being an identical looking odd thing.
But I can't tell if it was to the left or right of it.
Why don't you roll?
I got 9.
So you saw, but you can't remember.
Oh, no.
You hit the ground. There's a lot of things going on in your teenage brain, and you can't exactly remember which one was which. From this side, I'll just say you can open the door pretty easily for everybody.
Oh, hey, it was unlocked. And I just opened the door for
them. It was like a deadbolt lock. So you all can basically head into the octagon, and there is a open area in the middle where there's sort of a circle of arcade machines with one gap open. And in the center of that, there's a hole in the ground and then two identical Scary pods.
Hey, so one of these is the monster, one of them Scary. I saw one, and
I point with full confidence because once you are within 1,000 feet, the spell known as locate object can locate a specific object known to you, which is Scary Scrunchie.
Okay, so we're going to say there's Scary A and Scary B. You point at Scary A, who has the scrunchie, and you know that that is the person who has the scrunchie. Mm-hmm. Scary B is the other one in the other pod, and it does not have the scrunchie. Both of the pods pop open, and coughing and hacking and reacting the way that Scary would, I guess, which is up to Beth, they emerge from these pods on all fours and then both slowly kind of try to get to their feet.
Scary! Holy moly, are you all right?
Yeah, what did I miss?
You got a lot! Look, don't you remember?
There's another one of you.
The look or over
you?
There!
Yeah, what did I miss?
You got abducted by an alien, and that's the alien, so we gotta get you out of here.
Which one's the alien?
This thing? I don't know what we do.
Which one's the alien, Doolittle One?
The real one.
You're the real one. Whatever you do, don't take off that scrunchie. That's the only way we can tell you two apart right now.
No, I'm the real one.
Says the one without the scrunchie. Scary B.
I'm trying to tip over an arcade machine to crush Scary B.
Wait, no.
Okay, roll strength, Jack. Or athletics.
I'm going to fight him.
What?
Okay, wait, but
calm
now,
down, Taylor.
Roll opposed athletics.
9 plus 1, 10.
18 plus 3, you fucking maniac.
Yeah, you successfully stop him from...
Sorry, I'm just hyped up after driving a truck through the front door of a Sonic.
I saw it transform right in front of me. I should know, but for some reason I forget. So we just gotta...
I'm telling you, this is the real Scary. I've been sensing and locating this scrunchie for the last 10 minutes in the back of the car, but you guys aren't paying attention because you're having so much fun with each other in the front seat. Nobody listens to me.
Well, okay.
Yeah, losers, like anybody would try to steal this look.
Normal steps in front of Scary A, and I was like, this is the real Scary, guys. That's okay. What I've been saying.
Because she's got
That's
the scrunchie.
That's what I'm saying, too. I don't know who this other person is.
It's the doodler eyes thing. It's a, yeah.
It's a,
Doodler.
I'm not the doodler. I'm just like a cool goth.
What? You were just underground though.
Well, like, you mean underground like
how? No, you were like moving
yet,
like the Tremors.
Underground like cool or like hidden?
Oh man. Okay, but I mean, Norm says we know the ones. A. I mean, I guess do we have to do anything to this one? We can just leave it here, right? Or no?
I mean, we're supposed to like stop this stuff from happening. I think that's in the job description.
Where's Terry Jr.? He can fix all of this, probably.
That's definitely.
Wait,
you said something nice about Terry Jr.?
Yeah, you can't be the real Scary.
Yeah,
you
hate- actually, she would never say anything nice about fucking Terry.
Yeah, okay, Normal's right. It's Terry, it's Scary A.
This championship edition Pac-Man machine ain't gonna move itself.
It pains me to ask where, but I do think that he would help things a little bit.
So you hear the and then a very tired, even though he's in corporeal form of Terry Jr., enters the back room and goes like, okay, I'm here.
And both scaries go, oh.
Hey, baby girl. How you doing? Daddy's home. Stepdad's home. Terry's home. Have you figured out which one's the real one?
We have.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's this one with the scrunchie, because that was like cast a spell to find the scrunchie, and there's only one with the scrunchie on, right?
Yes, you saw me. I was the real. That doesn't mean jack shit. The doodler could have, like, stolen the scrunchie.
We were following it, like, when it wasn't underground, so, like, that would imply that normal scary was, like, going underground, which, like, she
Terry
can't do.
Terry is doubling over, still tired. He's like, no. She's right. It could have been after I got here. You said you're using a spell to locate the scrunchie?
Yeah, that's the thing I said.
There's a chance it sensed it and then switched scrunchies with the real Terry.
All right, well, then I guess I'll have to cast Zone of Truth.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Bitch.
I cast Zone of Truth, which creates a magical zone that guards against the deception in a 15-foot radius centered on a point within range. Till the spell ends, a creature that enters that spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there must make a charisma saving throw. On a failed save, a creature can't speak a deliberate lie while in the late radius.
Make the first one for scrunchy scary and the second one for non-scrunchy scary.
Okay. That's a 15 for scrunchy scary.
So scrunchy scary passes.
Non-scrunchy scary guy is 16.
Okay, so you both passed.
Damn. We both passed.
I got a 5, so I have to...
I got 14.
You got a 14 and Link got a 5?
Yeah.
Link, do you like Taylor more than me?
What? No.
Answer the question!
No, I just had a lot of fun with him recently, but we haven't hung out as much. I'm sure if we hung out more, we could
thank God. Okay, let's
maybe
get back
a
to
little
this.
Bit.
Guys...
But this is because just right now, I don't know, I'm like a dog,
oh
I think.
Oh my God, I wish like I see you first. That's such BS.
I know, I just like whoever I hung out with first more, but I don't know. No, he's cooler than you. Oh, shit. Look, it's just...
All right, I want to turn this spell off.
Interest. Okay. Don't ask questions if you don't want to know the answer, dude.
Do you also have to save for it, normal?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah, it's a zone of truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a zone. You're in the zone.
I got a 6.
All right, so you also have to tell the truth. Most? You like me or Taylor more?
I like Scary the most because you guys are not as cool as she is. She just seems like she's really independent. I like admire that about her.
That's cool.
I like none of you. Actually, it's going to deeply depend on like whether or not you make the right choice here.
I'm going to have a Terry roll as well.
So is the idea
Terry
that,
Jr. failed.
So is the idea that when the doodler... like kidnapped Scary, there's a chance that they might have taken her scrunchie.
No, it's in the moment that they...
In the moment, like literally as the thing came out, as Link was heaving over the fence, that second where the creature was out of his sight...
It could have grabbed the
It could have grabbed the scrunchie and swapped it.
I think visually it almost...
Yeah,
like
it could have, but did it? No!
Wait a second, if it grabbed the scrunchie, then there's two scrunchies. Both Scaries, turn out your pockets!
Okay, and the Scary with the scrunchie turns out her pockets and it's empty because she has the scrunchie already. Scary B, if you will, turns out her pockets and a scrunchie comes out.
So she's got two scrunchies.
So yeah, I guess you could say the one with the scrunchie is the real one.
Yeah, that's what I am saying, because I think you're not the real one. I think you probably took the scrunchie and then you put it in your pocket and there it is.
Ask me anything about... anything, and well, I'll tell you.
I don't know. What did you do last night?
Well,
we don't know what she did last night. So doesn't help at all.
No, we hung, and I whispered, like, last night she hung out with us at Taylor's room, and then they had
last night I hung out with you guys at Taylor's. That's what I did last night.
Wait, I know exactly what to ask. What happened in my room the moment you sat on the bed?
Less than you wish, champ.
Take a D6 of psychic damage, Taylor.
Wait, what does that mean, though? Less than what?
I don't know. She's trying to be edgy for no reason. Well, I am edgy.
Terry Jr. says, look, this thing, whatever it is, it's got her memories. So you're not going to be able to figure out which one's the real one and which one's the fake one by asking it things that the real Scary knows. That's why she was able to act so normal in my class.
Can we get like an X-ray machine?
You know,
like from like Healthmates, you know that the Uber for health that you have in the future?
Yeah, you can get on-demand MRIs, CT scans, blood work.
If you get above a 17 on a raw D20 roll. I will
can
say,
tell so much just from a drop of blood these days. They don't even need a Theranos full bottle comes of back. Blood.
Only you need one drop of blood to tell who the real scary
a
is.
Raw 17, I got
never
15.
Say goodbye too soon.
I want to say for the record that when Beth does her impression of Elizabeth Holmes, she does the Godfather like yeah. hand gesture.
That's
because
in the TED Talk, she's holding out like the vial.
Oh, but it just looks like a... You do treat me with such disrespect when I take a drop of your blood.
Invest.
Okay, so what did you roll?
15 trying to call the help.
Ooh, you were really close. Yeah, Theranos did come back, but she was still alive.
It's a surge pricing. We can't afford these scans. Yeah, not without insurance.
Terry says, like, emotionally, it might not always react the same way because it's trying to emulate what it knows from memories rather than actually having the same emotional state as Terry. So let me ask something real quick. Do you love me?
No.
Okay, I have no... That didn't help at all.
Man, that must hurt either way.
I know. I swung too hard. I swung too hard. I always do that. That's my bad.
Okay, but you do. So which one of you does?
Does what?
Love your stepdad. Love your stepdad.
You believe that Terry is lying and trying to persuade
No,
Scary.
I believe that the real Scary is lying because the real Scary does love...
Okay, then why...
Link thinks for the real Scary.
Then why don't you roll Persuade to get the honest answer out of Scary? And then you can roll Opposed as Scary with a Charisma saving throw.
I got a 17.
I got a 12.
Did you add your saving throw, like, modifier?
No.
And I feel like you get advantage because this is your whole deal, is not talking about your feelings.
Oh, I plus one, so 13.
Oh, wow.
But then I got a natural 20.
God. All right. How do either Scary react in that situation then?
What was the question?
Which one of you does actually love Mr. Stampler here? You must love your dad. So, like, you know, tell the truth.
Well, I just don't. And then Scary A is like, I definitely don't like him.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to like everything.
And
Terry's like, yeah, that's fine. That makes two of us, kid.
Scary B is like, I don't like him. I don't love him either. Why is everybody trying to make me love people? Like, that's not like, Terry.
Yes.
Scratch it. I'm trying to give you a code here.
Okay.
What does that mean? What does scratch like? Is this? And I remember.
I know
the,
what this means.
Oh, what does that mean, Scary?
It's what do you do when your arm itches?
You scratch it.
I guess. Well, unless that's like
they wrote that it was on a note on his desk, right? It was on Terry Jr.'s desk at Daddy's.
It was, yeah, yeah.
That can't be the answer to it. It was like a riddle or something, right?
Yeah, it's a riddle about the doodler, and we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, you remember that? I mean, if I was to follow my answer to that I would just kill one of you right now.
You would kill me?
I would kill one of you if we were following that.
Well, which one would you? I mean, just hypothetically.
What is going
I don't
want
to kill either of them. These are one of them is my stepdaughter, and I love them so much, even though she doesn't care about me at all. And when I look at her, I see myself when I was a kid because I didn't love my stepdad, and by the time I realized I did. I was actually pretty early. We had a really long, nice life together, but I just get scared that the same thing's gonna fucking happen.
Scared too? Because I'm not. I'm not scared. I'm not scared.
That's fine. You're not scared. That's fine. Sure. Okay. What would make you happiest? That's actually all I care about. What would be the thing that made you happiest? Would it be me not being around? Because I could do that if it meant leaving you and your mom and you would be happier.
Scary B says, actually that sounds like pretty metal. And Scary A says, well, I just want things to be the way that they were before. Like, when it was just me and mom, you know? Like, us, like, against the world being total metal and fighting and stuff like that. And nobody gave a shit about... Nobody gave a shit about other people. It was just us.
So Terry sort of looks down and, like, nods solemnly. And he goes, well, I mean, more than likely you're going to get your wish anyway. Even if I do make it out of here, which I probably won't.
So you mean you're leaving? Because that would be boss.
That's Scary B.
We're killing B, right? We're killing B, right?
We're killing, so I think we've... Well,
guys, I don't know. Scary's got a pretty hard shell. I wouldn't be surprised.
How hardcore mean do we think Scary really is? That's the question here.
This is my only thing, though. Is like, if you were a doodler that was trying to pretend to be Scary, like, it'd be pretty ballsy to be that mean. Because, like, that's pretty obvious then. That's like... I don't know. That's like not... Oh.
Shit, you're right. I'm getting second guessing myself.
Are we trying to kill? What are we going to do with them, though?
You want to kill one of us? Go ahead. I don't care. I just...
We don't really have the ability to.
Yeah, my thought was just to tip this Pac-Man arcade machine onto one of you, but, you know, it's kind of heavy.
Why don't you just, like, tip it on yourselves if you're so unsure? If you can't tell that it's really me, then why don't you just tip it on yourselves, huh?
Man, Scary B seems pretty hardcore. I mean, like, she's willing to kill us, so, I mean, that might be her.
Maybe I'm hardcore, and you think that... That's the real Scary, but I wasn't always like that.
That's true.
So you got to know that, like, deep down, I'm a person inside, even though sometimes I act like I'm, like, hard and that I've got real feelings. And I used to be, like, a soccer forward, and I like pink sometimes, and I'm just a kid.
Yeah, now I'm definitely leaning towards B as the real one.
I cast Guiding Bolt at Scary B.
What?
Scary B. Okay, so what does Guiding Bolt do?
A flash of light streaks towards a character within range, making a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 46 radiant damage, and the next roll made against this target before the end of your next turn has advantage thanks to the mystical dim light glittering on the target until then.
Okay, so make a ranged attack roll.
Can I try to stop him?
No, you just did it. I feel like we've established that you pay no attention to normal most of the time. So I think he just did. I think you see a bolt come by and then you turn and go, oh, normal's there. Like,
so did 19 damage.
Wait. Would you roll to hit?
I see. Okay. I got a 9.
Scary B's hair blows back as the guiding bolt, like, singes part of her cheek with radiant, sunshiny energy, the antithesis of Scary Marlowe. It singes her cheek, but otherwise does not hurt non-scrunchy Scary Bee.
How does Scary
Bee react? Scary Bee react to that?
We're not on good terms.
It's you! It's you! We're not on good terms? You think Scary would say that? She'd be saying the most meanest thing ever. So come on. She didn't have the scrunchie.
Scary is like, just because I can't think of something mean to say doesn't mean I'm not actually thinking it.
Are you defending
the other Scary? I don't understand what's going on.
I'm okay with deciding which one we think it is, but it's a pretty wild situation to possibly kill the wrong Scary. Normal. I'm definitely more friends with Taylor now. Are you kidding me?
Everybody wait here. I got an idea. And then I run out to the kitchen and I come back with a knife. And I say, like, a magic spell over the knife.
So also just the kitchen, the Sonics, they see a young teen walk in while they're making chicken fingers.
Underwear.
Yeah, and they just grab a knife and walk out.
So I say a bunch of words, like, kind of spelly. Experatus, Dimitus, Bladium, Excorpio. And I, like, shake the knife a lot. I've just charmed this knife so that it can stab through Terry. I just turned level 3. This is a level 3 spell called Planar Weapon. And you can enchant a weapon to attack someone that's on the same plane as you, but they're in another plane. It's called an Astral Blade. Terry, this is the only way. And I go to stab Terry. And I would like to roll deception on both Scaries. I'm going to try to do a King Midas here.
And again, can I roll deception to help? Like, I'm actually terrified.
Yes.
Can I roll to see if one of them knows what is actually going on?
Yes, you'll be rolling inside as both Scaries to see if he's telling the truth or not.
So are you going
to
help out on this deception, or are you just like, you cool?
Well, it sounds like you guys have this well in hand.
I got a 16.
I got 13.
Okay, what did the Scaries get?
Scary A got a 12, and Scary B got a 1.
Wow, okay, so both Scaries fully believe.
Although, shit, I failed my zone of truth roll. Does that mean I can't do this?
It means that as you're going to do it, you have to go, this is a bluff!
Oh, no, fuck.
Wait, you failed your zone of truth roll, too.
Yeah.
I forgot. So as I'm about to stab, right as I get over, I'm like, I say, don't worry, this won't work.
This is a trick!
Both Scary say, wait! Scary A says, don't do it. Scary B says, can I do it?
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr! They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty! Wow. We're pirates!
All right, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the Contoured Pouch and Ball Caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Yeah, imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, oh. I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
I would actually
wear MeUndies. Going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies.
That's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive MeUndies, prints.
You don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but they also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection, they got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
okay.
Long
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons & Dags is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out the Let me finish the sentence. That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post shop, post talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said, "Is
you know
this
that,
good?"
Like, you know that good
and I,
is
and
probably.
I will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
boys
do."
Are out.
The
and,
diamond
and
dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah. That's
what
right.
were you
I was
ordering?
Shopping
will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry and, more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Help! Help me tip this Pac-Man machine.
All right, I don't think she wants to kill her dad. Like, I gotta believe that
let's
about
just,
my friend.
Let's just punch
and then
her.
I cast
let's
bolt
just punch
again.
Her. Don't kill her, though. Just punch her. Here, I punch B.
All right, roll your attack.
It's an 18.
Wow.
Real haymaker.
That blows through Scary's AC, so go ahead and deal damage.
Just 2.
Okay, nice. Just like in Fight Club, you hit Scary B in the ear.
Damn.
I went for, like, the stomach.
Oh, you went for the stomach. Yeah, okay. Like, that's way less sad.
I've had menstrual cramps worse than that.
Oh, no.
So in this moment, the two of you who ate Doodler's It,
that
was Normal and Link, correct?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So a second or two after the menstrual cramp comment, both of you double over in agonizing pain. You feel there is something inside of your stomach.
Is this what that is? Is this a menstrual cramp?
That's what it feels like.
You feel several somethings in your stomach, and then you feel like, oh no, you're about to vomit. You feel it's coming up. So maybe there was some truth to what Linky was saying. Something's coming up. But then as you feel it come up, it doesn't feel like vomit. It feels like little tapping on the inside of your esophagus that's getting higher and higher, just tapping, 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 tapping. And then you retch. And as you retch, your mouth opens. And Normal, a very small version of Normal, is in your mouth holding your jaw open. And Link, a very small version of Link, is holding your jaw open. And both of them swing out of your jaws and start climbing onto your faces and trying to, like, gouge at your eyes and shit like that.
I grab it.
Go ahead and roll. I feel like this is potentially...
some Army of Darkness shit. I love this.
Yeah, it's very Army of Darkness. Try to grab it with, let's say, sleight of hand.
As this is happening, I want to very carefully keep an eye on both scaries to see how they react.
Okay.
I like to imagine Taylor's got, like, the Pac-Man machine almost tipped over, but it's like you're pointing it like a gun between two people. Like,
which one do I crush?
I rolled a 2.
Okay, so it just reaches one of its tiny fingers into your eye and just right through the juice of your eyeball. Like it just feels like you got like a thing stuck in your eye. It's not permanent damage or whatever, but it fucking hurts you.
It feels like when you scratch your cornea when you're trying to put a contact in.
Exactly. Yeah, you scratch your cornea, but it's a little Link. What does little Link say as he scratches your cornea?
Sorry.
Okay, Taylor, what did you roll for insight to look at the two scaries?
The two scaries. You're not going to believe this. 11 plus 2, 13.
So with a 13, you are certain that you were seeing a true response from one of them, but not from the other. Both of them are not lying to you, nor are both telling the truth about the way they're reacting to this moment.
Scary B is like, Norm, give me the knife. And then Scary A is like, Oh my God, Link goes to get the little guy off Link.
I'm going to eat my little guy.
Okay.
I'm just going to try to crush him in my molars.
Hell yeah.
Great. What would we roll for that, do we think?
Strength.
Masticulation.
Strength makes sense.
Is he still in my mouth or is he also on my eyeball? Do I need to like pick him off?
He kind of tried to swing out of your mouth and like start scrambling up your thing, but like basically his foot is still inside. So if you want to chomp down, let's say dexterity, you're trying to do it really quick.
No, this is an easy one. You're eating a metaphorical representation of another person. That's a religion.
What?
Give me a dexterity roll. See if you can chomp down before his foot clears your palate.
I got a 17.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, you successfully crouch down on the ankle of Tiny Normal. What does Tiny Normal say in response?
He's like, ow, my little adorable leg. Oh no. Sorry. Mine's not as funny as Matt's. I can't top. Sorry.
What does he taste like?
Normal is disgusted by how he tastes. He's like, I need to bathe more. This is gross.
Can I roll perception on Scary A's response, like to being concerned? Because I figure... she's like running at me.
We'll just keep Scary's roll. So you roll. And if you got higher than whatever Scary rolled, I'll tell you if you're
what you're two again.
No idea. It could be a true thing.
I think
false.
B is the real one.
No, I know. That's my concern. I think A is probably the real one. But I'm definitely not against Beth being like, I'm going to trick them. I just don't want to kill one of them to find out which one's the real
one. I give Scary B the knife.
Scary B stabs Scary A.
To be fair, what exactly the move we expected?
Go ahead and roll an attack.
I rolled a 9.
Guys, Link, Normal, if this happens to me, you step aside and you let me fight myself to the death.
What does Scary A do that causes Scary B to miss with the knife lunge?
I think she just does a cool, like, step back, like, soccer move.
Oh, that's fun, playing on her soccer. So, yeah, the blades have been drawn. Scary B has just tried to kill Scary A.
I never would have stabbed him. I was always going to stab her.
You were always going to... Okay. That's really stressing me out.
Well, this is what you wanted, Normal. Should we just wait for the next stab to see how this goes down?
Hey, if you guys want to wait for the next stab, I'm down.
Well, that's you. You have the knife.
I run into the kitchen.
I step in between the two of them.
Okay.
I'm like, you're going to have to stab me to stab her.
I give Link the knife.
What? All right, let's just all calm down. Hold the knife. Wait, you're giving me the knife? Why? No, here, if you're
make
the real
the
scary...
Make the right decision.
What?
Make the right decision.
I turn around.
Link, see, she's not even doing anything. She's not even admitting that all this feels awful, having your friends judge you, and she's not even saying how much it hurts.
Okay, look, all right. Scary B had the scrunchie in her pocket. The monsters came out of our stomachs when we attacked Scary B, as if they were trying to protect their monster queen. So it's gotta be Scary B. I don't think we're going to get to real certainty here unless we just fucking go for it, right?
Yeah, I was going to stab one of them.
Do it, Link. Just do it.
Terry Jr. is turned away and is like covering his eyes like, I can't watch this.
I'm going to stab Scary B, very gently.
All right, is Scary B going to try to dodge this, or is Scary B going to just, like, okay?
Both me and Little Link are both saying sorry as I'm plunging the knife in.
I think she would try to dodge it.
Roll your acrobatics, and Matt, you roll opposed attack roll.
I got an 8.
I got 10.
All right, what's the least sad part you're going to stab her in?
I stab her, like, in the side.
Ow.
Where all the vital organs
no,
are?
No, like this. Not like in her hip.
Oh, my appendix.
Yeah, there we go, the hip.
Okay, so she stabs you in the hip, and it's like, it sticks in the hip bone, and it's just, like, sticking out of the side of Scary B now. Now it's very easy to tell them apart.
Metal.
So there's a bone there.
Yeah, there's a bone here.
All right, is there a bone in the other one? I pull it out, I put it back to Scary A.
Scary A rolls a 4, so yeah.
So Scary also gets hit?
Yeah. 9, so yeah.
Ow, what the fuck?
Is there a bone on that one?
What do you prove by doing this?
Roll perception.
If it's all one, there should be all tentacles.
You monsters have bones.
So that's a 18.
Wow, with an 18. Okay, you can definitely feel that the bone here feels a little bit different than the bone from the first one. You can tell.
Different. Explain different.
Link,
what way?
I hoist my hip up. I'm like, stab me to do a comparison.
I go, normal's a great idea. I go swing to normal. I go, I would never do that to you, but I stab myself in the hip.
Oh! Why won't you let me be useful?
The feeling you get from stabbing yourself in the hip. Actually, roll constitution to see if you can focus on the feeling of it through the pain.
No, I got minus 1, so that's a 15.
Okay, with a 15, you can just barely, through the pain, feel the sensation of the knife going into your hip, it hitting bone. It felt just like the bone of Scary B.
See?
And I want fish tipping over the Pac-Man machine on the Scary A.
I haven't played soccer in a while. My bones aren't as, like, fucking cool
guys,
as they
I think
used
it's
to
this, this right. bone so, like the
so
bone
go ahead, go, ahead, go ahead and roll strength, see if you can tip the thing over.
This is the idea that worked.
Well, he said the bones feel the same. What are we supposed to do? Unless Anthony wants to trick us.
13 plus 1, 14.
Does anybody want to try to help Taylor push this thing over? Because otherwise, a 13 is not going to do it.
I help Taylor push the Pac-Man over on Scary A.
Go ahead and roll strength okay. or athletics.
I got a 7.
Moral support.
Can I roll to as Scary B to help?
We all help.
Okay, also, you were also doing all this while a small version of you was clawing at your eye, Link.
Hey, little Link, chill down for a second and help out.
It says no. How does it say no?
He says no.
Okay, great. So no, continues to claw at you. What did you get?
I rolled a 17.
Okay, so with a 17, Scary B successfully moves over as Normal is also sort of exerting his full strength, which is not enough, to tip this arcade cabinet over and... The second Scary holds on to it, you get just enough strength that you need to tip it over onto Scary A. And Scary A is crushed by it, knocked to the ground, but her, you know, her top half is still looking at it, sort of an inverse Wizard of Oz sort of situation.
Her whole body, but not her feet.
Yeah. You only crush her feet. And she goes, no, the source of my power. So you crush Scary A halfway under this thing while tiny Normal's dangling from Normal's mouth and a tiny Link is still clawing at his eye. And the Scary that's crushed underneath furiously
cries like a high school girl because it's real scary.
No. It goes... And it begins to just turn back into its gelatinous tentacled form, and it begins to melt in front of you. As it dies, it extends a single tentacle toward Scary B, the real Scary, and goes, you can never trust them. They never loved you, just like no one will ever love you because you don't deserve it. I know what's in your head, and you deserve all the pain.
I cut the tentacle with a knife.
You cut the tentacle off, and with that, some more juice spurts out of it, and it falls dead.
Wow, that was easy, guys. You did a great job. Wow, that didn't take any time at all.
Scary! I just hugged Scary. I'm so sorry about your hip here. I do lay on hands.
Sure, you get a little bit of healing.
Hey, and I'm sorry, too, about trying to kill you. I just want to say that was my bad. Are you mad at me?
I guess I didn't make it easy, but I couldn't be weak like that other Scary was. Like, you know, saying all that soft stuff. No.
How are you, Scary? How are you doing? It was crazy for us, but like I can only imagine what it'd be like on that side.
I'm fine. In fact, I'm like really metal now.
So Taylor wants to strut up and goes, I knew it was you the whole time. And I hold out for a predator high five. Welcome back to the team.
I do the predator high five.
Hell yeah.
Terry Jr. goes, oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I had no idea which one it was. I was really hoping it was because she said all those sweet things. I should have known it was you. But I'm so happy.
I wasn't going to stab you.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to stab her. That's why I asked if I could do it.
No, you're right. Yeah, you did. You did stab her. So, no, okay, that's cool. So I can feel myself sort of losing connection, so to speak. So
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Connection? Where was there ever a connection?
Hey, Scare, you want to maybe give him a fucking break for 1 second? Jeez, I'm sorry. I'm just a little jumpy right now, but like, come on.
You don't have to apologize for her. She's right. Like you said, when you were both being honest, that the thing you want the most is for me to not be around. So that's fine. I get it.
I didn't mean that, like, really, but I meant it. But I mean...
Yeah. It's like, I don't have a lot of time. Here's what you need to know. Now that you and I have whatever this is something, right? This is a moment, right? Don't answer that. I don't want you to say no, but like, I think it is. So I'm pretty sure that the door at the bottom of Daddy's HQ, I think you can go through that. And I think you can come to this world and rescue us whenever you want to. I think at the same time, and this is your choice, you don't have to do this. You can just come and you can come get us and then we can try to fix things on our own and you can go back to being a kid and you and I never have to talk again and you can just live the rest of your life happy and that'll be fine. In addition to wanting to save us in this other world, you've heard about something called Code Purple.
Yeah.
You have all the items that you need to enact Code Purple. I can see that, Taylor, you've got an empty memory syringe, probably from your dad. You've got that amplifier. You've got the ring of swapping. And you've got the dial with the realms attached to it. That's
like that
everything
amp thing?
Yeah, the amp thing. That's everything you need for Code Purple. If you want to know what Code Purple is, I can give you basically a map. I can give you a map and a journal. If you study those, I know you'll find out what it is on your own.
Study?
That sounds like homework.
If I just tell you, your brain might react poorly and you have a 1 in 4 chance of dying.
Why do parents never just tell? Oh, you gotta just tell us.
Because you have to learn for yourself. If I just tell you, you won't learn and you have a 1 in 4 chance of dying.
Where do you learn from? Who? Oh, if only there's older people who knew things already that could teach us these things. If only there's one
it's
of those
me,
around.
And I'm giving you this textbook for it, the journal and the map.
I get it, though, because like when I found out that Santa Claus wasn't real, like,
on, man?
I was like, I wasn't ready for it. You know, I think it would have been better if I discovered
that on
my own.
Wait, Santa isn't real?
I'm sorry, yes, but that's all I wanted to say. If you want to enact Code Purple, it can save the world, but at a cost. You could just leave it to us adults to figure out, but I honestly think we fucked things up so bad last time that, I don't know, maybe it should be your responsibility. Our generation tried to fix things and we couldn't, and maybe this is, you know...
What's the cost, or is that something else we have to go learn?
The cost is a lot of pain for a lot of people, but it might be the only way to survive the doodler. Mm. But do you want these things?
I guess.
All right. So
since you couldn't, we'll step up.
Okay. That hurts, but okay. Under my desk, taped to the bottom of my desk at Daddy's HQ, you'll find what you need, the journal and the map. This might be it. I hope I see you soon. Or also, I hope maybe I don't. Maybe you don't need to come to see me. I just want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. Tell your mother that I love her very much, and I will stay out of your life for good.
Hey, guys, real quick. And then I grab Taylor and Lincoln. I was like, let's give these two some privacy. Maybe they'll like, I don't know, like maybe she doesn't want to see nice stuff with like me. Let her look tough in front of us. Like, let's just go. Oh. We got to go check out. We got to go apologize to everyone for ruining the restaurant. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that.
And then we run away.
Okay.
Yeah, so go away. Or
okay. And he fades away.
or fuck. Fuck.
Days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. You should tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Some of the fine patrons who support our show are Haley Cooley, JoJo, AJ Vogel, Salix, Sean McGinnis, Greg Sanford, Jonathan Jordan, Anthony Brown, Rob Carter, Luca Padrino, Sean Morell, William Hammett, Jax M, Ryan Boudreau, Matthew Goddard, Dustin Ray, Zachary M. French, Morrissey, Milo Meatsong, and Faye Van Bruegel. You can directly support this show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads starting at just $5 a month. There are hours and hours of bonus content. There's bonus shows. There's bonus one-shots. There's live shows. There's edutainment rap albums. You can find it all. Check it out. patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. That list grows each day. Episode 3 of Sons and Sons Ability, the finale of our Regency Romance one-shot, is coming out later this week. You don't want to miss that. When that drops, we do live listens. We do all kinds of fun stuff. Check it out. patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. It's also not too late to get in on the Father's Day sale. We had a bunch of new items that we put up onto our merch store. Head on over to store.dungeonsanddaddies.com to see what we got. We got a new sticker pack. We got some Teeny the Teen school merch, a Teen High official faculty mug, a urology shirt. These are the kinds of things that you're going to want to put on your body in public. Check it out at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. Our next episode is coming at you Tuesday, July 12th. We will see you then.
Scary A, Scary B, please, impromptu, compose a short poem about how you feel about your dad.
Maybe the meanest improv prompt I've ever heard in my entire life.
So awful.
Maybe the single most brutal.
In character.